Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Questions over Dade County government credit card spending, a major topic during public comments at the September County Commission meeting. Two residents questioned receipts, travel expenses, and oversight of county-issued cards. Susan Talbot told commissioners her review showed at least 36 county credit cards issued across county departments and elected offices. She said she filed an open records request seeking documentation on 23 transactions, including restaurant, retail, and building supply purchases. Talbot stressed she was not accusing officials of improper spending, but said taxpayers should be able to see itemized receipts and the governmental purpose for purchases. Joy York told commissioners she reviewed 19 months of credit card statements, focusing in part on Commissioner Melissa Bradford's July trip to the National Association of Counties Conference in New Orleans. York said records she reviewed showed $1,181 in food and beverage charges during the four-day conference, along with $206 in Uber charges. York called for an independent external forensic review of county credit card spending and asked that Bradford's county-issued card be revoked. Bradford was not at the meeting. County Executive Don Townsend said she was at the emergency room with her mother following a health crisis earlier in the day. The concerns raised during public comment do not establish that Bradford or any other county official violated county policy or state law. In other business, commissioners voted 3-1 to move forward with a $500,000 recovery to work project involving Hand Up Ministries. Commissioner Philip Hartline voted against the measure. The county's $150,000 cash commitment over 3 years will come from opioid settlement funds, not property taxes or the general fund. Commissioners also moved forward with agreements covering school resource officers, a county housing study, and the return of glass recycling. Public Works Director Billy Massengale told commissioners the road department is dealing with a serious staffing shortage, at times operating with only 3, maybe 4 available employees. And construction continues on the new elections building. County officials said the roof is on and the interior work is progressing. You can read the full story and watch the video of the meeting at discoverdade.com. In DeKalb County, a woman is facing a drug trafficking charge following her arrest this past weekend. According to booking information, 48-year-old Haley Beavers Scott booked early Saturday morning the 5th, just after 6:15 in the morning, in fact. Scott charged with drug trafficking, multiple counts of possession of dangerous drugs, and use or possession of drug paraphernalia. Her bond set at $77,500. The charges are allegations. Scott presumed innocent unless proven guilty in court. And after a weekend split with the Philadelphia Phillies, the Braves are back home to open up a 3-game midweek series against the Tampa Bay Rays at Truist Park. First pitch for that series opener, 7:15 this evening. We'll, of course, have the Ford leadoff show starting at 6 o'clock tonight. You can catch all the Braves action right here on Classic Hits KWIN, your 30-year home for Atlanta Braves baseball. Stay up to date around the clock on our website at discoverdade.com, here on the radio throughout the day at 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420, Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.